special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, second half hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, May 1st edition. As you know, we've been talking about the budget process down in Lansing. The House Republican leadership has passed their budget proposal, has sent it over to the Senate. Well, yesterday, the Senate passed a $25.1 billion pre-K through 12 and higher education budget, as well as creating a new trust fund system for distributing sales tax revenue to local governments and counties. By a party line vote yesterday, their Senate bill 860 was passed, basically raising the per pupil foundation allowance by 2.5% for public schools, which would rise from the current $10,050 to $10,300 per student. It also invests $60 million in dual enrollment incentives, reimbursing school districts for covering the costs of dual enrollment programs with community colleges, as well as career and technical education courses. Career Technical Education acronym is CTE. Senate Bill 860 sets aside $15 million for schools to have libraries. Notably, the pre-K through 12 budget would also be tie barred to their Senate Bill 903, a 15-year funding plan proposed by Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton, chair of the Senate Appropriations Pre-K-12 Subcommittee, requiring that whenever legislators increase their per pupil foundation, weighted funding for at-risk students and bilingual learners must be raised as well by a greater percentage. Republican senators who joined the Democrats in supporting their $25.1 billion education bill, Senators Mark Huizenga, Republican of Walker, John DeMoose, Republican of Harbor Springs, here in the 37th Senate District, term-limited retiring Ed McBroom from the 38th up in the UP, and Republican Michael Weber from Rochester Hills. They voted with the Democrats in supporting Senate Bill 860. Meanwhile, Republicans proposed 27 amendments, with 25 of them coming from one senator alone, Senator Thomas Elbert, Republican of Lowell, where he had served as House Appropriations Chair during the 2021-2022 term. All 27 of the Republicans' proposed amendments failed. They wouldn't let the Republicans make any changes, improvements, not one amendment, folks, from the Republican senators was adopted. If you guys know anybody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, that is Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties. You need to use this information right here with your Republican friends and remind them, motivate them to get out and vote this coming Tuesday, May 5th, for Jason Tunney. Why is that so critically important? Because they did this crap and did not allow the Republicans to get one amendment approved in the budget because they have a one-seat majority. Right now, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. When he brings the majority leader, Democrat from Grand Rapids, has a one-seat majority, and therefore they feel that that's a mandate that they can put forth a partisan budget in the Senate and not allow one of 27 amendments from the Republicans to be adopted. Some of the proposals that Senator Thomas Albert from Lowell, Republican, proposed was scrutiny, amid scrutiny, against anti-Israel progressives for making sympathetic claims toward Hezbollah and Hamas. Well, Albert proposed that school districts certify with the state that no employees or student organizations have a history of supporting terrorist organizations or threats of physical violence. If they fail to certify and submit a list of all employees and student organizations to the legislators, their school aid funding would be withheld. Pretty commonsensical request. We don't want in our public schools organizations, teachers, and even curriculum supporting Hezbollah and Hamas. We don't want any employees, specifically teachers, pushing their pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah agenda in the classrooms. Well, that proposed amendment failed. Additionally, Albert proposed a $25 million funding pool for schools with chronic absenteeism. If they had a rate of 20% or more, he wanted some money put aside to boost attendance. He also called for the state to institute a 5% funding penalty against any schools that permit biological boys to play on female sports teams. That failed. What part of having boys, biological boys, playing on female sports teams do they not get? The President of the United States has already threatened federal funding cuts to schools that allow this. All Albert was trying to do was make it at the state level. Well, the Democrats voted it down. Furthermore, Albert pushed for the governor to opt into President Donald Trump's dollar-for-dollar tax credit program for scholarship donors. The Trump program, starting in 2027, focuses on scholarship-granting organizations, SGOs, to cover non-public school tuition, tutoring services, and special education support. However, states have to opt into the program, allowing tax credits. If you can afford a donation to this program, you'd be able to write it off against your federal income taxes. Program is starting January 1st of next year. Well, Albert wanted the governor to opt into it. Basically, Calamari, the Democrat, said, Today, you saw a coalition of labor and superintendents come out against that proposal, referring to the Trump tax credit program. They all signed a letter to the governor saying that this is not something that they want to see us adopt because they believe it's actually a voucher scheme. Calamari said regarding Trump's tax credit program, viewing it as a way to send public dollars to private schools. Vouchers are against the law. Here in Michigan, we do not fund private schools and give them that type of program any type of room to breathe. While House Republicans' proposals trim funding for Michigan State University and the University of Michigan, Senator Sean McCann, Democrat of Kalamazoo, the chair of Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Universities and Community College, said Senate Democrats want to boost public universities' operational funding from the state by 4%. Boost it when the House was cutting it. On the subject of local governments, the Senate unanimously passed, both Republicans and Democrats, Senate Bills 561, 559, and Senate Bill 912. These bills create a trust fund for Michigan statutory revenue sharing with local governments. This would be in addition to the constitutional payments to local governments, municipalities, and counties. Under the proposal, 8.9% of what is collected from the 4% sales tax rate would go directly to the trust fund. You know, again, I don't know if this is a typo. I don't understand. Our sales tax is 6%. Why does this MERS news story keep talking about 4% sales tax? Bottom line, counties, villages, and townships, their payments from the trust fund would be based on a three-factor formula, prioritizing lower taxable property and the wealth per resident. It also would look at the community's population and make additional payments directly to them. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this Senate bills for the budget, in addition to the omnibus education bill, Senate Democrats, without any Republican support, passed a $152 million supplemental to construct new runway and hangar infrastructure at the Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County. But under the same bill, it was tie-barred to withdrawing $350 million from Michigan's rainy day fund for the next budget that does not go into effect until midnight on September 30th. There's only one problem. The House bill does not withdraw any money from the rainy day fund, and Speaker Matt Hall says, we don't have a rainy day. So therefore, we are not withdrawing any money from the rainy day fund. As a matter of fact, the House Republicans put more money into the rainy day fund. Well, Democrats in the Senate don't listen. So they went ahead and passed Senate Bill 877, 19 to 18. 19 Democrats for it, 18 Republicans against it. And it is tied both the Selfridge investment together with the rainy day fund. So basically what they're saying, we're going to take money out of the rainy day fund to pay for Selfridge infrastructure improvements. Supplemental also directed the funds remaining from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act ahead of the Biden-era spending package, which expires on September 30th. The Democrat Senate Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, said, this bill offers much more than just support for Selfridge. But I have a question to my Republican colleagues. Why would we cut funding needed to fully cover our state's Medicaid caseloads, community violence intervention grants, and resources for the state's psychiatric hospital? This bill also commits millions to cleaning up contaminated sites. Those are brownfield sites. We've talked about that before. keeping Michigan businesses friendly and protecting residents' well-being. It provides key protections for Michigan families' safety and health. Last April 2025, President Donald Trump came to Michigan, announcing the assignment of 21 new F-15 EX Eagle II fighter jets to be based at Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. Because leaders have advocated to bump the timeline up for their fighter jets' arrival from 2029 to 2028, the last year of President Trump's presidency. The governor's office has said that the infrastructure investments are needed by June 1st to ensure Selfridge has runways to accommodate them. Senator Michael Weber proposed a substitute that would have made Senate Bill 877 exclusively dedicated to Selfridge only. Weber's substitute was adopted. Whoa! 29-8. Of course, the 8 that voted against it, all Democrats. After Weber's substitute was adopted, Senate Democrats okayed another Anthony substitute that essentially reverted the bill to its original purposes. So pass the amendment, but then basically adopt another one that counters it and reverts it back to the original bill. Why did some of the Democrats join the Republicans and even vote for Weber's substitute? Well, these basically are getting, who said this? Where's the person? Oh, Weber, the one that got the substitute adopted and then reversed in the next amendment. We're getting shaky budgeting gimmicks and threats to raid the rainy day fund. This shows a lack of seriousness in getting this done right away and on time. Posting videos and press releases claiming Selfridge is funded doesn't change the reality that the funding is being delayed, if it is even there at all under this current budget plan. With all this shenanigans going on, I don't know what stays in the original bill and what is now removed. Well, according to the Senate Democratic Caucus, there's nothing in Senate Bill 877's language that would keep the dollars from immediately going out to Selfridge if passed. However, Republicans' opposition taking the money out of the rainy day fund will be an obstacle. Also, if taken up by the House, it may not even get immediate effect. So, more games going on down in Lansing with the budget. History lesson in the next hour with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling.